When it comes to issues of expiry of HIV rapid test kits, it's very normal for the kits to expire. The only thing we need to have is to have a backup strategy, which UN mission in South Sudan has always ensured that we do have. And even though we know it is the responsibility of the Minister of Health in coordination with the South Sudan HIV AIDS Commission to make sure that HIV testing facilities are fully operational with the norm of test and treat, we also come in to give a hand when we come to know there's a problem. To be honest, I didn't know that we have this kind of challenge in Marud, and we have an office in Yambio, and I'm going to instruct our colleague in Yambio to offer support. I don't know how the demand is on the ground, but we shall see if we can have a first run of giving them 500 keys of Determine. We shall also see how many keys we can give them which have ability to test for HIV and syphilis. It's a dual test. Tries to, at one go, to identify whether somebody has got HIV or has got syphilis. And we are also going to give a bit of kits to do with hepatitis C and hepatitis B virus, you know, virus, you know, kits, and see if there's also need to give the chlamydia test kits. Cohort could be with a bit of HIV post-exposure prophylaxis. That's how much we can do.
That's really a very generous offer at a very short time like this. Tell us, when are these people able to get these HIV testing kits?
I can say that if the accessibility is there, they have somebody in Yambio, they should be able to get on Monday.
On Monday.
We are action-oriented. We don't make stories. We know we deal with a program that moves around issues of life and death. So we don't, we cannot, we know people getting to know their HIV status is a strategy in HIV prevention. It's also an entry point for treatment. It's somehow impaired. So there are so many advantages. So getting to know an HIV, our HIV status is an entry point for care, support and treatment, including you know, other programs that I've just mentioned in brief, including making sure that we don't get tuberculosis, which can also be life threatening, and other forms of meningitis and PCP kind of pneumonia.
Great. Now, your office just offered over 500 testing kits for the peer group there in Western Equatoria, Meridi particularly. How long are these testing kits lasting before they actually become expired?
These ones are there until 2019. So if I remember well, it's sometimes in September 2019. And I'm very sure that is a humble time.
And
before that, we shall have, of course, we have a kind of like a frog. One leg is down, another one is up. So when we are using this one, we have a strategy to replenish. So I'm very sure they will serve them for a good time. And there's, now that you can see they have a long expiry time or time cushion time for use, if really we have accountability, the problem we have is, don't forget that my employer is listening to this issue of test kits. If I don't give out a feedback on accountability of use, then again, is a demerit on my side.
Indeed.
So the main challenge we have is we can give out these keys, but we also don't get a report on how these keys are being used. And therefore, it becomes a challenge to support again, maybe the same group, because if you don't account for what I gave you, why would you expect me to give you more?
Indeed. Now, finally, just before you go, you are an expert on HIV. You've been working here for some time now. People still fear to go out there and test. They think HIV is this, you know, very serious, deadly killer disease, and they're rather scared of going out there because they might be positive. What advice do you give these kind of people? Who
the bottom line is, If HIV is in me, whether I go to test or not to test, the virus remains in me. Mm-hmm. So I usually say we need to be wise. Yeah. The one that let us be wise, let us move out, let us get to know HIV status, and let us have interventions. We shall have a treatment, we shall have a problem reverse, as I did mention earlier, some of these advantages, and we shall be able to make sure that we have children without HIV, and we are going to build our communities, our country, and have global contributions to good economic growth.